In our second scripture lesson this morning, the risen Christ meets disciples on the road, followers who are grieving, friends in despair, departing the holy city that murdered their Messiah, their teacher, and their rabbi. And Christ joins them in the in-between, between Jerusalem and Emmaus, and Christ reveals the prophecy of scriptures. So hear now from Acts chapter 24, verses 13 through 27. The Greek is translated into English this way. Listen for God's word for you this morning. Now on that day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking to each other about all the things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with one another while you walk along? And they stood still, looking sad. And then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place these days?" He asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in word and deed before God and all of the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides this, it is now the third day since these things took place. And moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who had said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. And then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah would suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' And then, beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, in 2003, in the midst of a brutal civil war in Liberia, a group of women began gathering in the public market to pray for peace. They came from different backgrounds, Christian women and Muslim women, market women and mothers and students, women from communities that had been divided by fear and violence. And they dressed in white as a sign of peace, and they gathered day after day, praying and protesting. They refused to accept the assumption that violence was inevitable. The leader of this movement was a social worker named Lemé Boé. Now, Boé was not a general. She was not a politician. She didn't hold any formal power at all. But she believed that collective courage could change the future. And she helped organize women who became known as the Women of Liberia Mass Action for Peace, a nonviolent movement that helped to bring an end to the Second Civil War of Liberia, a war that killed over 25,000 people, displaced families, recruited children as soldiers, and used sexual violence as a weapon of war. For many, peace seemed impossible, but Lema helped people imagine another way forward. The women gathered in public places where they could not be ignored. They prayed together, they marched together, they spoke together, and their message was simple: the people want peace now. And when peace negotiations stalled, Lema and the other women traveled to Ghana, where the talks were taking place, and they blocked the doors and refused to allow the delegates to leave until progress was made. Well, soon after, a peace agreement was signed and the war ended. And later, Lema said, "Leadership is standing with your people. People say that you have to live to fight another day, but sometimes you have to show that you are a true leader." Lema's leadership was not about control. It was about gathering people together. She gathered people from different traditions, from different communities, from different experiences of suffering, and she helped people recognize their shared stake in the future. She helped them discover that they were not alone. And when people realized that they were not alone, courage became possible. Well, in our first scripture lesson this morning, we encounter another such leader who gathers the people together in a time of fear and uncertainty, Deborah. Deborah is introduced as both a judge and a prophet. She is the only judge in the book of Judges specifically identified as a prophet, one who listens to God's voice and helps the community to understand where God is at work in the world. Even her name is suggestive. Deborah means bee, like the little honey bee. It's a symbol associated with wisdom and industry and the sweetness that comes from our shared labor together. The text tells us that she is the wife of Labadoth, which can also be translated as a woman of torches or a woman of flames, a woman of light, a woman whose life gives illumination. And from where does she lead? Not from a palace, not from a fortress, not from a temple. No, she sits under the palm tree. The palm tree itself symbolizes flourishing in righteousness and justice in the Hebrew scriptures. The psalmist writes, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree." But perhaps even more significant of the palm tree is its location between the cities of Ramah and Bethel. Bethel meaning house of God, and Ramah meaning height. Deborah leads from a place between transcendence and dwelling, between aspiration and presence, between human community and divine encounter, between tribes, between identities, between certainty and risk. She does not summon people into an elite space. The people come to her. They gather in that in-between space. Deborah does more than just settle disputes. She gathers a fragmented people. She reminds them that God is still at work among them, and she calls them toward courage. Now, this story is shaped by conflict and violence, and it's a reminder that the world that Deborah lived in was complicated and difficult, much like our own today. But Deborah's leadership shows us something essential about prophetic leadership. Prophetic leaders help people see possibility where fear has taken root. They help communities imagine another future is possible. They gather people across differences and call them to shared purpose. And the church, at its best, lives in this same space. The church is called to live in that space in between, a place where people from different backgrounds gather together, old and young, rich and poor, certain and searching, progressive, conservative, people who would not otherwise perhaps find themselves in the same room. And yet here we are together, gathered, not because we agree on everything, but because we believe that God is still at work in our midst when we are gathered together. We believe resurrection is not just something that happened long ago, but continues to happen when we gather. The risen Christ meets people on the road in that in between Jerusalem and Emmaus, between grief and hope, between confusion and understanding, between what has happened and what might be. Christ meets people in the in-between places of life. And the church is called to do the same. Like Deborah, we are called to lead from the in-between. We are called to meet people where they are, in their grief, in their uncertainty, in their struggle, in their hope, in their longing for belonging. We are called to create spaces where people can gather honestly and authentically, spaces where courage becomes possible, spaces where people discover that they are not alone and that God is in their midst with them. And I think that this congregation lives out this calling in so many different ways. Each Wednesday evening, young people from across the community gather here for food and fellowship, prayer and devotion. They come from different schools, from different backgrounds, from different experiences, all gathered in community. This Wednesday, we distributed more than 380 bus passes through our bus ticket ministry, helping neighbors to reach work and medical care and just do their daily chores. People from across our city come through these doors every day of the week. And later this month, a week from tomorrow, people from congregations across the Wichita area will gather together for the Justice Together Nehemiah Assembly, a gathering of people of faith seeking practical solutions to the challenges facing our community, the challenges of homelessness, affordable housing, and gun violence. Different congregations, different traditions, different neighborhoods gathered in common cause. This is what prophetic leadership looks like. People gathered from different places, from different experiences, from different perspectives, finding solidarity and shared purpose, working together for the flourishing of the community for everyone. And Deborah reminds us that leadership does not always come from the center of power, but sometimes leadership emerges under a tree, on a road, in a public square, in the marketplace, in a church fellowship hall, in conversations that help people imagine something anew. As resurrection people, we are called to lead from that in between. To gather, to listen, to encourage courage, to trust that God is still forming us as a people, still building community, still bringing life out of uncertainty, still meeting us on that road, and still calling us forward together. So may we dare to continue to lead prophetically from the in-between, like Deborah. Like Lema, may we continue to gather people together in the common cause of peace and justice. Like Coach Staley, may we build a community of caring, not seeking to be in charge, but seeking to care for the people in our charge. And like those disciples, may we witness the risen Christ on the road in the in-between of our lives. And may it lead us to a new life in the resurrection. May it be so in your lives, in the lives of your families, in the life of this congregation, and in the life of Christ's church. Will you pray with me? Gathering God, you meet us in the spaces between certainty and doubt, fear and hope, division and possibility. As you called Deborah to lead your people, call us now to be faithful and courageous. Gather us from our differences and form us into a community shaped by your justice and your mercy and your unity. Give us wisdom to listen, humility to learn, and boldness to act. And encourage us to work in the in-between places of our world, that we may bring people together, nurture hope, and bear witness to your reconciling love. Through the risen Christ who meets us on the road and calls us forward together, we pray. Amen.